This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What do you know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now that you wish you knew then?
Well, I actually want to, before I get to that question, because that's a really, really deep question that I think I focused a lot in my books on. But one thing that I did want to mention about when I was 13 is actually, ironically, it's interesting that you mentioned that age, that around that age, it was the summer after eighth grade. So I was 13 turning 14. That was how old I was at the time. It was actually at that point that I had my transformation in my own spiritual journey, which is strange. I don't know, everyone has theirs at a different time, I'd say, if they do have one. But for me, it was actually at that summer. And that summer was when I made a promise. I actually made a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was at a youth camp. So at the time it was called Mina. They still have it around, Muslim Youth of North America. I was really active with Mina when I was young. I loved going to these youth programs. Like, I just loved it. It was a time when I felt like I belonged somewhere, because obviously, you know, I went to public school my entire life. And so I always felt, you know, there was always our identity was always kind of like confused, you know, am I American? Am I Muslim? Am I, am I American Muslim? So it allowed me to find like this identity among other American Muslims, right? And so I loved going to these camps, but like, it was fun and we'd learn some things, but I never really, it didn't transform me until this summer. And this, I was in Chicago at the time, and I just sat alone. I remember this so well. I sat alone in the little Musalla area. I was by myself, and I just turned to Allah and I made a promise to Allah at that point. And my promise was that I would never miss Salah again. That was my promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. And then the second decision I made was that I would start wearing hijab. So after that, I kept my promise to the best of my ability. And it has been a bit more than 7 years. And I started wearing hijab at that point. And that's when I started learning. I started really like doing a lot of self-learning. I would read the Quran myself, because I didn't go to an Islamic school. I went to a public school and I had, you know, limited resources. We didn't have the internet to teach us at that time. We didn't even have internet really at that time. And now I'm aging myself, but that's fine. So the idea is that I had to open the Quran myself and I would read it, and I would read the Arabic, and I would try to read the translation to try to learn the words until I started to learn. And of course I had a little bit of a background from my Egyptian dialect at home, but it's, as many of you know, it's very different than the Quranic Arabic. So that's when I really started that journey. It was a journey I had to take personally, and I had to choose. Like, you know, my parents couldn't choose it for me. I had to choose. And I decided that was the identity that I was going to develop, and I was going to focus and make Allah, you know, the center, and try to really do my best to live that way. And that's really what changed my life. I mean, and that was the different trajectory that I took. And I would say that, to answer your second question.
Well, hold on. Let's react to this first, right? So
okay.
I want to ask you, so like going back, okay, so you're at this Mina camp, you're 13 years old, you're in the Musalla. Why did you make that promise then? Like, what was it about that time that you're like, yeah, I'm gonna, like, I want to do this? Why did you make that promise?
I did that because at that time in my life, I wasn't happy with the way I was living. I know it sounds funny, but like, I reflected on my life and
you're having a midlife crisis. Like, you know, there's gotta be more. I don't, you know what?
No, I
the
knew
Power
that I
Rangers and all this. Guys, there's gotta be no, okay,
it's
anyway,
X-Men.
Sorry.
It's X-Men. It's like, okay. But I knew that I wasn't doing what I was supposed to. There was something inside of me that felt, who knew that I wasn't doing what I was supposed to. And it was mainly because I wasn't praying at that time. That was actually the thing that I was carrying, that I knew in the back of my mind, I'm doing something wrong, because I wasn't praying for a certain portion of that time. specifically eighth grade. I remember I wasn't praying and I knew that that was wrong deep down. And so it was like, I just had this like, because sometimes you have to sort of step away, you know, when you step away from your normal routine, and then you can look at your life and you can kind of examine your life and you can see it much better. It's like you can see the mountain better when you're far away from the mountain versus on top of it, right? And so I just looked at my life and I felt like I knew I wasn't doing something, you know, I wasn't living my life correctly. And I said, you know what, I can't do that anymore. I won't miss Salah. That's why Salah was the focus, because I knew, you know, I wasn't praying.